The federal government is under increasing pressure this weekend to reverse millions of dollars in funding cuts to legal aid and community legal centres around Australia. There's growing bipartisan support for more to be done to address the epidemic of family violence in Australia. But all state and territory attorneys general are now warning that the Commonwealth's current funding plan for legal assistance will set the fight against domestic violence and Indigenous disadvantage back decades. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Amidst the acrimony in federal parliament this week, MPs set aside their political differences to call for more action to address the prevalence of family violence.
Two deaths a week, not in some violent country on the other side of the world, but here in Australia.
We are a great country, but there is a dark corner.
Since the beginning of this year, one family, more than one family every week, has been left to mourn a loss that should never have happened.
The federal government also announced it'll fund half of a $30 million national awareness campaign. Michael Smith from the National Association of Community Legal Centres says while prevention will definitely make a difference, it's not enough.
Legal services and other support services are totally stretched already. So the danger is if we're only doing more awareness raising, we'll just create more demand. And the crisis will get worse.
Last year's budget cut $6 million from community legal centres, along with $15 million from legal aid commissions. Another $43 million went from advocacy services.
There are certainly places in Australia where there are centres that may have to close. There are centres that don't know whether they'll be able to stay open and whether those lawyers will be able to continue. So even if centres are able to stay open, often those community lawyers are seeing 300 or 400 clients a year. That's a lot of people who are going to miss out if those services aren't there.
States and territories are worried too. The current partnership agreement to fund legal assistance services expires at the end of June. All state and territory attorneys have now written to their federal counterpart, George Brandis, urging him to set out their proposed funding by the end of March. The ACT's Attorney General, Simon Corbell, says they also want the existing cuts reversed.
It's very significant that regardless of our political persuasions, state and territory attorneys are standing together to tell the Federal Attorney General and the Abbott government that these cuts to legal aid cannot stand.
The strongly worded letter says the Commonwealth's proposals are unacceptable and represent a cost shift the states and territories can't and won't bear.
If these cuts continue, we will see people needing representation and legal advice on domestic violence questions, representation because they're Indigenous and caught up in the justice system, people facing poverty, people facing homelessness. They will be the people who lose out.
The letter also says the Commonwealth's funding plan is difficult to reconcile with the Prime Minister's recent recognition of the importance of tackling domestic violence and closing the Indigenous disadvantage gap, and it could set both of those fights back decades. The Northern Territory's Attorney General, John Elferink, says while it may not have been the intention, the Commonwealth's cuts will lead to long delays in the court system.
If somebody is unrepresented and facing a murder charge or unrepresented and facing a serious indictable offence, then clearly a court would be extremely reluctant to hear a person or a case in front of them without proper legal representation.
Senator Brandis wasn't available for interview, but a spokesman says the letter is being given consideration. He says the government's committed to protecting the most vulnerable members of the community and will continue to provide a very substantial amount of funding for legal assistance. The spokesman says funding to the states and territories will be considered as part of this year's budget process.
Naomi Woodley with that report.